This is the Iowa Business Report Friday edition, presented by Advance Iowa, leading successful business, innovation, growth, and transitions. More at advanceiowa.com and search for Advance Iowa on LinkedIn and Facebook. One of the accomplishments of the 2022 Iowa legislative session has been enactment of a new flat tax for individual income in the state. That's a move Creighton University economist Dr. Ernie Goss says will pay big dividends for Iowa.
This is going to have a positive impact on the overall Iowa economy. State and local governments are going to have to got to be more competitive. In other words, with the passage of the 2017 tax reform bill, which limits the deductibility of state and local taxes to $10,000, which means that states that have high tax burdens are not going to be allowed to push it off on another state. So Iowa, by reducing its tax burden, is at least taking that into account, because some states, like, for example, New York and California and Illinois, with very large state and local tax burdens relative to their overall economy, they were pushing off their tax burdens to Iowans and Nebraskans and Minnesotans by having it be deductible on their federal taxes. So what had happened is individuals had become much more mobile, and they're moving out of these high tax states. Iowa's, I won't call it a high tax state, but it's higher than I think it needs to be. And I think that was a good move on the governor's part.
More with Dr. Ernie Goss on the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented by Advance Iowa, assisting firms in overcoming obstacles and helping identify new opportunities. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.